Time for another community spotlight. It is Joan Harris joining us right now from the Westport Food Bank. And Joan, you're new in the role, so welcome.
Thank you very much.
Your first Build a Mountain of Food. And I have to ask you, how has the past year been for your food bank?
The past year has been very busy. We are not only seeing low-income families, but with the high cost of living, we are seeing more and more people who have to make use of the food bank. We have had about a 10 to 15% increase over last year.
That not a surprise there, and certainly with all the walks of life that are coming in the door
exactly.
as well.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Certainly sentiments that have been echoed around the region. So yes, indeed, you have seen an increase there. And as I mentioned, all walks of life, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's an interesting time, certainly for people. There used to be a stigma that a lot of people had with the food bank. They didn't want to go in. But I think once they break that barrier, they tend to get a little bit more comfortable.
Yes, that's right. We try to make people feel as comfortable as possible at the food bank. It's a friendly atmosphere, absolutely no judging. We understand the position that some of these people are in.
Yeah, and to make it that friendly atmosphere, you need to have some wonderful people. And the volunteers, they are the lifeblood of an organization such as yours.
Yes, they are. And we have a fantastic team. We always need new volunteers, but we try and do our best with the needs of the people that come into the food bank.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. People tend to stick around a food bank for a number of years when they're volunteering.
Yes.
It's just something that it's just something so satisfying to help.
It is. It really is. And our team is just wonderful. They're wonderful people. And I think they actually enjoy meeting all of the clients. And it's a great atmosphere.
How long have you been working with the food bank?
Just for the last year.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What brought you to it?
Well, I had a neighbor who's quite involved, and I wanted to do something in the community. I'm fairly new to it, and I retired, and I wanted to do something with my time. And that sort of meeting people has always appealed to me. That's what I did for work, yes.
And before you knew it, they had you coming up and talking to the radio.
That's right. Here we are.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen
with
a position
right.
like that. No, and obviously you enjoy it.
I do, very much, yes.
Yeah, and you talked a little bit about how gratifying it is to meet the people, to talk to the people, and really just to speak with them on a level playing field.
That's right.
Yeah, it truly is an amazing experience from what I've heard from people and my own volunteer experience as well. So let's talk a little bit about what you're looking for this particular Build a Mountain of Food. You'll be, I do believe, 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock at Kadrinko's,
yes.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, we're looking for donations. And first, tell us the benefit of getting cash as a donation.
The cash donations are definitely useful to us because we have limited space within the church that we operate from. The cash donations permit us to buy items as needed, and it also allows us to purchase items that clients like. So if there's, you know, a particular brand of something that they really like to get, then we can use that cash to get it when it's needed.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it too, right? Like it's almost the dignity aspect of it too. They get to have something that they enjoy, that they're proud of.
Yeah, precisely, yes. Yeah.
Now,
yes.
When it comes to donations, not everyone can give cash, and we talked about people
fine.
Who give the gift of time with volunteering. But when we look at a food drive, generally you're going to see tons of bags and boxes and that filled with those great food donations we ask every year. What are you looking for?
What we would like this year is boxed cereal, juice, canned salmon and tuna, and flour and sugar. Those are items that we would appreciate. Yes.
Excellent. And of course, you'll accept any donation that
comes
your way.
Yes, we will.
I had one of the other people at the food bank say, you know, one can donation is one can more than you had.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So you've been smiling a lot as we've been speaking. So obviously this is something that means a lot to you and giving back to your community as well.
It does. Yes. Yes. It really is important. And I also would like to mention the people that donate to us on a regular basis as well.
Absolutely.
We have just wonderful support in our community. It really is quite amazing.
It's incredible because you have people who come back year after year who sometimes they pick a charity, sometimes they pick many, but they find a place that they just feel like they're home when they're giving these donations.
That's right.
And that's what you'd like to share
yes,
with us.
Yes, that's right. So we have a great relationship with Kadrinko's, the Cove, the Village Pharmacy. They give to us throughout the year. And we also have sponsors such as WTC, the Westport Legion 542, and the Lions Club always donate major funds to us. So we also get stuff from the schools, the two elementary schools and Rideau High School as well, and private donations such as eggs, fresh garden produce, birthday party or anniversary in lieu of presents, and other creative ways to donate to us. So we truly appreciate it. And the community response to the food bank is just amazing in our community. So.
Westport comes through time after time,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they
absolutely
sure do.
Incredible. How do you like living there?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great. Move from Kingston and we live on Loon Lake and it's wonderful.
Well, at least you're not from Toronto. I'll give you that.
That's right. No, we're not.
Well, we're very glad that you're in the area for sure and giving your time for this. We wish you nothing but the best of luck for Build a Mountain of Food coming up. And we just know it's going to be a huge success and we look forward to speaking with you next time.
Wonderful. That's great. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're
really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay.